to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Thank you for joining us for another Agent Talk. My name is Nicole Ruth with Fairway Mortgage. And this week, I have Ryan Bilenek with me, who is the assistant managing broker for Live Urban Real Estate and also the head of recruiting. So Ryan, you have been a pleasure to get to know. We've been able to work together a bit, and your energy, your positivity, your enthusiasm for the business, for serving your clients, it really is phenomenal. And in that, I know that this new recruiting position that you've just taken on for Live Urban is going to so not only suit you, but it's really going to capitalize on what makes you unique.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. Well, so you've been in real estate for years. For 16 years, you've been in real estate. You've been with Live Urban for six. We're ending probably the biggest year of many of our lives, biggest in every way, right?
Sure.
Biggest in the amount of emotional turmoil and physical angst and everything else. And for many of us, our business rewards and our business growth. And so we come to the end of this year and we turn and to look forward at a holiday season, no less, and New Year's Eve and all the resolutions and the goal settings. And what a phenomenal, I love this time of year. I love this time of year. First off, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
Ryan, let's turn over to you for a little bit. We talked a little bit before we started recording. If you could talk to Ryan 6 years ago, what would you want to tell him and maybe some of the very things that you learned this year?
Well, it's interesting, Nicole, because when I look back at my previous self, there are many times I would probably start with like a smack up alongside the head. So let's just get that one out of the way first. But you know, it's interesting. You know, I moved here in 2004 from Montana, grew up on a farm. I'm sure I don't look it now, but I grew up on a farm in Montana.
I would not.
And you know, growing up, there was always an aspiration for me to move to a bigger city, and not just to move to a bigger city, but to like, to be someone big and to make it. You know, and I wanted to run with the big people. And so, you know, that was an aspiration of mine for many, many, many years. And I think what I learned is I've grown up truly in Denver, you know, through some hard lessons here, was the importance of authenticity. Mm-hmm. I worked in the luxury market since I have really started in real estate. And I love that market. And I love working with that client. And what I've discovered is kind of the aspiration to just build my business around that has changed significantly over the past few years, although that's a huge part of my business. Really, I mean, getting back to really who I am, and that is someone that, you know, loves to work with those people and has just as much passion for the people that are coming into the market. And, you know, I think kind of hoping to have that image for myself over the past few years, I've just really discovered the importance of being authentically me and not letting my my drive or my aspirations change who I am, which, you know, truly at the core of myself is a farm guy from Montana that is just as happy sitting with a beer as I am holding a glass of Dom Perignon. So that's important. And it's been something in my role as a recruiter that I think my younger self probably would have gotten to that part of our business at the very end of a recruiting call. But now it's something that I lead with about the importance of being authentic and finding your niche and being unashamedly, you know, who you are. Because as salespeople, that is what builds our business.
I love where you're headed, and I love that person who you are. And I absolutely agree, whether it's I'm talking with clients, the last thing I want to talk about is rate. I want to talk about their vision, their goals, their family, what they're trying to build, or the referral partners, you know, what's important to you, or my family, right, and supporting them. I love that authenticity, and especially right now as we're developing where we want to go in 2021. It could be another really great year for those of us in real estate, right? I mean, we have to know that this idea that the home is the most important thing to us because it's safety and it's also financial ability and wealth opportunity and it's all these things. And we can't go to the gym or go to work or go travel. So it's still going to have that foothold into next year, or maybe people just can look at it differently permanently. But so to have that opportunity, if we don't go into that truly who we are, oh my gosh, the amount of work it would take to figure out a persona that I'm not, because yep. I think it would sell better, and then try to create that.
Yep. I'm sure you can agree with this observation as well. For me, you know, still a practicing realtor, it's so refreshing to pick up the phone, especially, you know, if I'm on the listing side of a transaction, to pick up the phone and talk to somebody, a realtor, that is kind mm-hmm. and that you can tell is caring and is put together and smart. In a weird way, it's a refreshing thing because we don't experience that all the time. And sometimes what we get is, you know, this strong personality that wants to come into the transaction and take control and, you know, strong arm you and do all of this. And, you know, I just feel like this year especially, I think we're all having a reset of, you know, getting back to basics and how you carry yourself, you know, your kindness, your compassion, they matter. You know, your professionalism matters. And, you know, not just as being a representative of the company that you work for, being a representative of yourself, like that's, people want to work with you again. People want to have those experiences where at the end of a transaction, you may even lean back and go, "Whew, we really had to deal with some hurdles on that one. Thank God you were the person on the other side, because you were professional and you were kind and you were decent and you were respectful." And, you know, I feel like not just us as professionals, but that's what our clients are looking for. We're representing them as well by being able to implement those very simple things this year.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute. Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at The Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting TheRuthTeam.com. That's TheRuthTeam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate. And let's continue the conversation.
As you're looking at 2021, mm-hmm. and we're all setting our goals for next year, we're soaking up a few days of rest this season. Mm-hmm. What is it that you would like to accomplish, whether it's a goal that you want to accomplish or a person that you want to be? What is your theme for 2021?
Wow. You know, I think professionally, just in business, you know, in real estate for myself, I've had a great year. It's certainly not always been an easy year, but it has been a good year. And I think a lot of that comes from, again, you know, being in the industry for a long time and not panicking over everything that comes our way, because we have to adapt every day to new regulations, new rules, how we show properties, all of those different factors. And so being able to have a great year with all of those challenges, certainly if I can do the same, if not better next year, I'm going to be in a great place. So I think from a professional goal standpoint, that's it. But I think beyond that, I think that our industry really has a need for professionals that use their platforms to take a stand for things and to help be change makers in our community. I think the general public oftentimes looks at real estate, certainly in a city like Denver, a growing city where, you know, there's a prices have gone high and there's people that can't afford to live in certain neighborhoods anymore and all of that. And so I think people are looking to us now to use our platforms for something greater than padding our own pocketbook. If I can achieve anything in 2021, I think it's continuing to carve out that future for myself and for the people, you know, on my team, and for the, hopefully the people obviously at Live Urban as well. So.
And what a great family you have. Gosh, I just love Live Urban. I love the energy, the culture, so much spirit. and support for your clients and for each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So Ryan, as we wrap this up, is there any advice that you'd like to give the agents that are listening to this as they're taking these few moments at the end of the year?
You know, a couple of things. Number one, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself, especially those that are new in the industry. It's a competitive market. And I think it's very easy to, you know, get frustrated if you can't get your clients under contract, or if you have a listing that maybe sits longer than you think it should. Be kind to yourself. That's something that we can all do. So I think that that's one thing. And then the other thing that I think I can say is don't be afraid to adapt and put yourself out there. I mean, I think until 2020, very few of us ever sat this much in front of a green dot on our screen and, you know, heard our own voice when we recorded the playback. Went, oh, dear God, is that really how I sound? But I think, you know, embracing that and being able to utilize that new tool and new skill that we've learned to implement into your business. I mean, I know for myself, I use a lot of video email technology and those sorts of things. And the response that I get from people is, God, I so appreciate just seeing your face and getting to see who you are on the other end of this screen. And so I think there's a lot of things that we've been challenged to use this year. But that's my challenge to everybody else, is instead of going, oh God, I just can't wait until we get back to how it used to be, think of the ways that we can now integrate that new technology into how we do day-to-day business going forward.
Because I don't actually think it's ever going to go back to the way.
I don't think it is either.
No, we'll continue to see technology grow faster and faster. Well, Ryan, as always, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. The energy that you exude comes out of all of your pores. I just love our time together, and I love that you shared so much about what I think we are all searching for right now. I mean, 2020 shook all of us. Yep. And so to bring it back to the core, the very simple concept of authenticity is spot on. And what a way to start the new year.
Yep. Well, and before I let you go, thank you so much for the opportunity. And also, I have to put a plug. Nicole actually just worked a deal together. She was able to get a jumbo loan product through and to the closing table in 3 weeks. And so, you know, just having that happen and have you man the helm on that side of the transaction was just incredible. So thank you to you. It's a pleasure to get to work with you too.
Oh, Ryan, thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your time and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.